Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Scrimp. We're not going to scrimp. We're going to give you a little bit of gold now.
Let me give you a little bit of gold because you deserve it. Well, you don't deserve it, frankly, because you don't pay
nothing.
You don't
deserve it.
But we just want to show you how generous we are by firing off the gold free of charge.
Okay.
Free of charge. First of all, we'll just say, for those of you, some of you freebie people might be coming to see us live next week, June the 14th, Wednesday night. Well, you may well be coming there.
You might be coming there. We would welcome you. We're not going to be funny about it.
You don't pay. But it's okay. But we would ask if you come in tuxedos.
Yes.
We would ask that. Because I think it's the least you can do.
Yes.
Is come in a tuxedo. And if you're a lady, then come in the equivalent of that.
Yes, please.
Like whatever that is.
Whatever that is, we don't know what that is.
Is a cocktail dress?
But I just think, you know, just to show, and also just to differentiate you from the people who pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Who actually paid to come and see us.
Yeah. We should have encouraged fancy dress, really, shouldn't we?
We should have done,
we should have.
You
guys, we want tuxedos and ball gowns and all that sort of thing. Real regal stuff.
Please.
You know?
And can I, we might do our...
We'll be
talent contest.
Oh yeah, we do our talent contest.
So if there's anyone with a talent,
they
want to do whatever it is, playing the spoons, farting the national anthem,
clapping with one hand. I think we've had before.
Clapping with one hand,
bring your organ down and sing a song. You know, we'll plug it in.
We'll
definitely make it happen. Turn you into a star. There's a good chance we'll turn you into a star.
We can turn you into a star. I dare say the Museum of Comedy won't want any nudity, puppetry, the penis, no bum fun, nothing like that.
But you know, it's our. So
yes.
It's up to us to demand what we want. So if any of you, you know, if any of you want to do that, but you can defend a reason for doing it, then that is, I think that's okay.
I have written to Amanda Holden, who's going to come and judge.
Right.
Dear Amanda, deliberately avoiding the question, how on earth are you a judge on a talent contest?
Yeah.
As you seem to have no discernible talent, would you come down
and
meet some people who will be performing at the Angelos?
Who do have talent?
Who do have skill? Who do have something worth seeing?
Gross.
Would you deign to come down and watch us?
Isn't she the one that got off with Les Dennis?
Yeah.
Married to him?
Yeah. She got off with Neil Morrison. But she's had a row.
Who's she getting off with now?
Oh, don't make me say it.
We should look that up.
Marc Francoise,
isn't
it? The Eurosceptic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now that has. I was going to say that's a turn up, but I don't think it is a turn up.
No.
I think that's a good fit, actually.
Didn't she have a row this week with isn't the rumour Holly Willoughby and her? Holly Willoughby says she's getting a bit
scandalous,
too big for her boots. Yeah. She's very well connected, Amanda Holden.
Yeah,
so I dare
it's,
say,
what, it's not what you know, is it?
It's who you know.
And how would Willoughby know that Holden's getting too big for her boots?
It was
a
headline I saw in Daily Mail online.
Oh,
I didn't read it.
Oh, why not? What sort of thing you would normally go?
Oh, normally I love it.
Dive straight
in. But
into
as
all
you
that.
Say, it's not what you know; it's who you know.
Nice.
Do you remember when I always, always wanted to do some plastic surgery? I don't know the first fucking thing about
it. No, it doesn't matter though, because it's who you know.
And I knew a fella. Do you remember Dave who used to take the rubbish out?
Yes.
At the plastic surgery.
Yes,
up
I
near
do
Harley
know
Street.
Him. He had all sorts of things in his house.
He had all sorts of things in his house. That's it.
Rubber faces and all sorts of strange
and
things.
And he collected and he said to
melted
me.
Melted down plastic.
Know, and I said, I'd like
well,
to.
Well, I went
that.
Round Dave's house, right? Yeah. And he was melting down fairy liquid bottles. And I says, what are you doing with that?
Yeah.
He went, well, it's for the plastic surgery, isn't it?
But you don't put that
in. I said, you don't actually put plastic in people's faces. He says, well, what do you think it's called plastic surgery for?
Yeah.
And I was very shocked, nay surprised, that that was what was going on. He says, it's all recyclable stuff.
Yeah. Well, he was a right... But I do remember when my Margaret wanted that silicone put in her bum.
Yeah.
And he got some industrial silicone from B&Q's suppliers.
Yeah. It's all done on the cheap.
All done on the cheap. I mean... You know, and he's someone I knew, but I wouldn't trust him
no,
to help me with, you know. No. So that's my advice. Don't cut corners. Go and see the real thing. My Margaret, it all started coming out, all this silicone.
Out of the holes it had been put in.
All the holes it had been put in, he'd forgotten to fill them.
And, of course, when it comes out, it comes out like solid, doesn't it? She's just got like, she looked like a porcupine.
She did.
Like all these...
Pincushion,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, all these like long strands of like... Molten, like
that's,
solid plastic coming out
however,
of the
bar. What was our bathroom had terrible trouble around the shower, so I just used to take these rods out of her bum
and just
lay them down.
Yeah, very, good,
very, very good.
Very good, reusable. You just cover that with silicone and that's it.
That's it. And I said, Margaret, you know, she said, oh, you know.
Every cloud. You know?
Every cloud sort of thing, you know. So,
but no, I wouldn't trust Dave, and I've never trusted him, and he's always been a little bit scandalous, and, you know, and I think me going around there watching him like melt down fairy liquid bottles in it and it wasn't even in like a medical environment.
No.
It was literally in an old oil drum in
that's
his back garden
in the shed wasn't it
just melting it down like a smelter. I says where is this stuff going? He says it's going straight to Harley Street, mate. I says, how do you keep it molten?
Yeah.
He says, well, I could put a candle under it and
that's
just
it.
Send it. And I says, I am disgusted at that these practices goes on. He says, you don't know the half of it.
No.
And then he says, look over here, right?
Yeah.
And he had a big old bench where he'd taken all these. He's had all these old dog teeth, and they're all stuck in the bench like that.
Right.
I says, what the hell is this? He says, this is dental, cosmetic dental stuff.
Do me
I
a
says,
favour.
Where do them teeth come from? He says, that's an Alsatian, that's a Dachshund. He says, the thing is, you just don't tell the patients, you just bung the teeth in, and they go, oh, that looks nice, but don't ask no questions, because you don't want to hear the answers.
I remember I went round there that time and he got all them old sponges from Superdrug that he'd cut up.
Yeah.
I said, what are they for? And he said, they're for surgery. I said, what are you talking about? He says, don't like big tits, do you? I said, what? Do you not like big tits?
I'm not bothered.
Where do you think they go? I said, you don't duck them. And he says, he calls them surgical photos. I said, no, it's cut out. Old, dog-eared, pastry, yellowing, wilted.
Yeah, I know.
All the sellotape come
all stuck on there.
There's a Sam Fox up there from about 1985.
Right.
He says, you know, Maria Whittaker.
Right.
Suzanne Dando.
Right.
I said, what, they've all had your surgery? He said, I don't know, but it'd be nice if they did, didn't they?
Yeah,
I said,
that's
the sponge.
That's the dream, isn't it?
That's the goal,
isn't it?
Have one of them
up there.
I said, this must be illegal. know.
He says, and I remember what he said. He says, I don't know.
He says, I don't know. Okay, I look down, I see a pencil down there. It's an HB pencil you can pick up from W.H. Smith.
Smith anywhere.
And so I said, well, what's that? He says, how do you think Marc Francoise maintains an erection? I said, but put the pencil down me. No. He said, could be, I don't know.
He says, I'm not spreading rumours, right? Yeah. And I said to him, but surely Mark can just do that himself. He can get a pencil and shove it down there.
Down there, yeah.
He goes, yeah, you'd think he could, but he's thick.
Yeah.
So I have to do it for him, right? Yeah. Well, so he comes round here. He says, yeah.
Yeah.
What? When? He says, when he's on a promise, you know.
Yeah.
I says, so what? He's like, on a promise, and he rings you up. He says, yeah. And he says, I says, get yourself round here. Gets up on the slab. Yeah. Pulls his pants down, and I should get the pencil and shove it up there.
Yeah.
And then I says, what does he do? He says, and he drives home, all stuck up, like.
Yeah,
I says, does he have his trousers? He says, no, he won't put his pants and trousers back on. He has to get out of the car, run straight in through the front door, and then go and do the business and pull it out afterwards.
I said,
that seems barbaric medieval.
I said, that's unethical, isn't it? And apart from anything, it's dangerous. He said, oh, no, it's not unethical. I mean, you know, I'll give some respect. I removed that tiny eraser off the end of
it. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
I said, well, all right, that's something. Sometimes he says, I'll get the little metal bit at the end with the eraser.
Take that off.
I said, all right.
Well, I said to him, what happens when, you know, the moment arrives and it's time to get it all out? You know? He says, well, you have to time it right, and you've got to pull the pencil out just at the right time. Otherwise, if you don't, it does all get bunged up.
Yeah.
And I have to just get down there with a sponge
and mop it all up, unfortunately.
Anyway, that's plastic surgery. If you want to hear more plastic surgery talk, please...
Send off for our fact sheet.
Because the producer needs to get involved with this.
I think this has just come through. Facts. At no point did television's Euro nutjob Marc Francois ever have a pencil pushed up his japside in order to maintain an erection.
You'd like to make that very clear.
I'd like to make
happily,
that clear.
Happily make that clear.
That has never happened. He does not go to visit a fellow called Dave, who does, and has, Marc Francois has never had any, as far as we know, maintaining an erection with a sexual partner.
Happy to clear that.
Neither has he had to sprint off without any trousers and pants down, go and have sex, and whilst being careful not to get his knob bunged up. Okay? We are very happy to confirm that.
To clear that.
Was there anyone else?
There might be some people that are wondering. You know.
Amanda Holden is a wonderful talent. What
spotter.
Is she? Actress?
Talent spotter.
Talent spotter, whatever she does.
She's impresario.
Brilliant. Is wonderful.
She's every right to sit in judgment of other people performing in front of her.
Absolutely.
Every right to do
a
that.
A woman with her CV of brilliant acting.
You've only
credits.
Got to look at her doing them Gucci adverts on Instagram or TikTok to know that she is fully qualified to judge other people and their performance
You've
skills.
You've only got to see her upsetting any other nationalities by not recognising simple French words at the Eurovision the other year to know she is a worthy ambassador for this country.
Absolutely.
And we are very happy to set that straight.
Sensation.
Absolute national treasure. As is Marc Francois.
All right. See you on the
Can't wait.